Hello and welcome to this podcast from the BBC World Service. Please let us know what you think and tell other people about us on social media. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
The English we speak from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello and welcome to The English We Speak. I'm Neil.
And I'm Feifei. So, Neil, did you hear anything?
About what, Feifei?
Rob's new job. He must have told you something.
No, he didn't even mention it.
How strange. Not even a little clue?
No, not a sausage.
Well, I'm sure we'll find out soon enough. In the meantime, let's explain that wonderful phrase you just used.
In this program, we're teaching you the very cute but slightly old-fashioned phrase, not a sausage.
We use it to mean nothing at all. It's generally used for emphasis or to show mild surprise.
It's informal and friendly. Let's listen to some examples to get a better sense of how it's used.
Did you find any good deals?
Not a sausage. Did the boss say anything about my project?
No, sorry, not a sausage.
Are there any sandwiches left?
I'm afraid not. Not a sausage.
That last example might have sounded confusing. No sandwiches left.
Not a sausage. Yes, confusingly, we were asking about another kind of food, and the answer was still not a sausage.
You know what? All this talk of sausages is making me hungry.
Indeed. I'm eating Rob for lunch. Fancy joining?
Great. Hopefully, he'll finally spill the beans about this mysterious new job.
Ooh, to spill the beans, meaning to reveal your secrets. It's often used when you share a secret you didn't mean to share.
Another great phrase. So, what do you fancy for lunch?
Well, it has to be a full English breakfast with beans and sausages.
But of course. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
The English We Speak from BBC Learning English.